Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Today, fallen officers will be honored amid an inmate search for the man accused of gunning down a Wake County deputy. We're looking ahead to the memorial as Ned Byrd is being remembered.
Plus, breaking in the last few hours, 15 years of labor peace in Hollywood shattered. Why some of your favorite shows may not be on the air.
It was a breezy day yesterday. We're going to see the same thing again today. I'll show you when the winds die down and our temperatures start to climb.
Also, Wake County Schools wants to change start times for students and teachers. What a recent survey is revealing about the proposed move as officials prepare to discuss those changes once again today. It's everything to do with the time you get out of bed to turn on the news, right? I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. We're glad you're turning on the news this morning. Let's get your day started. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. It feels warmer out there than yesterday morning.
It is a little warmer. Our temperatures are mostly in the 50s this morning. We take a look, 51 degrees right now. Our wind is coming out of the west. That westerly wind versus the northwesterly wind is warming things up just a little bit. But we're going to switch it again for tomorrow and drop temperatures just a little bit. You know, it was a breezy day yesterday. We had a gust in Fayetteville up to 38 miles per hour. Elsewhere, it was mainly, you know, upper 20s to low and mid 30s. So we're going to see the same thing again today. Some gusts out of the west at about 25 to 30 miles per hour. Temperature is heading out the door again on the mild-ish side, looking at 40s in Roxboro and South Hill, but it's 54 in Southern Pines, 50 in Goldsboro, and 54 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. So just a couple degrees warmer than it was yesterday. Our temperatures climb into the mid 60s at lunchtime, and we should climb to around 70 degrees this afternoon. So pretty close to what we were yesterday we did hit 69 degrees. We'll continue to see our temperatures gradually climbing. We have an update to the weekend forecast. I don't even know if I want to tell you, but I guess I will coming up.
I have a feeling it contains a four-letter word that we don't want to hear. All right, Elizabeth, thank you. Well, this morning, fallen officers will be honored in the Triangle. That includes a Wake County deputy, and it's happening one day after a man charged with his murder escaped from jail. Alder Morenzatello is one of two men accused of gunning down Deputy Ned Byrd. The manhunt now entering a third day. WRAL's Nye Harden is live in Cary with the inmate escape and how these officers will be remembered. Nye.
Yeah, Deputy Ned Byrd, he was killed less than a year ago back in August. And now, while people are going to be honoring him today, we know that they are still looking for his killer who escaped from jail. Law enforcement and families plan to attend a service here at the Shepherd's Church in Cary for Peace Officers Memorial Day. This ceremony is to honor all fallen police peace officers. Today also marks 2 days since Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd's killer escaped a jail in Virginia. Alder Alfonso Marin Sotelo and another inmate escaped the Piedmont Regional Jail. Law enforcement and FBI are working to track them down. We're expecting an update today on that. The memorial will be this morning at 10 WRAL News. We'll have that for you on the WRAL News app. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Cary.
We're working to learn more this morning about a man who died after being trapped by a tractor. This is video from the scene in Rollsville last night when the WRAL breaking news tracker was there. It happened on Chalk Road. That's in northern Wake County. Authorities say a man became trapped underneath the tractor. The sheriff's office says the incident is being investigated as an accident. We're working to find out the man's name.
Breaking news out of Hollywood. Thousands of writers are on strike for the first time in 15 years. The strike went into effect at midnight, and writers plan to set up picket lines this afternoon. 11,000 film and television writers are on strike after a deal could not be reached with major studios. Issues have risen over pay and compensation as the industry shifts more into streaming. The strike means production of many television shows and movies could stop immediately. New episodes of some shows like Saturday Night Live and The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon might be put on hold until the strike ends.
Parents, the time your child starts school is up for discussion again today in Wake County, how it could shake up your morning routine. For the first time, the school board will look at new survey results. WRAL's Laura Levine has been following this story, and Laura, some say this change will help. Others say it'll create more problems. I guess it depends on which side you're on.
Jeff, it really is a mixed bag. Now, a change in Bell's schedule could really impact the parents' work schedule if the start time for elementary, middle, and high schooler students changes and becomes earlier. That can also hurt school personnel like bus drivers here behind me who may have second jobs. Now, nearly 18,000 people were surveyed, from parents to staff to students. In the proposed schedule, they were asked about included elementary students starting at 7:30, middle schoolers starting at 8:15, and high schoolers starting at 9:30. So some data shows a shift in school performance, with 28% of middle and high school students reported falling asleep in school at least once a week. And the results are really a toss-up in most categories in terms of how it impacts before or after school care. Most parents prefer the current schedule. And when it comes to extracurricular activities, more than 40% in each grade level prefer the current Bell schedule. However, a whopping 60% of parents from middle and high schoolers prefer the alternative schedule when asked about its impact on student health. So the board isn't prepared to make any changes, and school leaders, essentially what happens next is that they're going to create recommendations based off the results that are discussed today for possible consideration for some changes in the next school year. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
And Wake County Schools will also vote today on a proposed budget for the 2024 school year. Wake County Superintendent proposed a budget that requested more than $650 million from the county. Now, this comes on the heels of Wake County Manager David Ellis's proposed budget for the 2024 fiscal year to the Wake County Board of Commissioners. That budget proposal totals $1.8 billion and includes significant investments in housing affordability, public safety, and child welfare.
Today, some North Carolina Republicans are trying to advance a move that would ban children from undergoing any medical gender changes, even with their parents' consent. It's House Bill 808, which is also known as a Youth Health Protection Act. The proposed act would keep doctors from giving puberty blockers or administering any gender transition-related medical care for anyone under 18. The House Health Committee will discuss the bill this morning at 10. Right now, it has the support of 12 GOP lawmakers. NC Republicans have filed six bills affecting transgender youth this season.
We now know the Carolina Hurricanes' opponents for the first two games of the second round of the playoffs. They'll be their opponent all the way through, but the first two are at home. Canes will play against the New Jersey Devils tomorrow and Friday at PNC Arena to battle for the Stanley Cup, and the Devils beat the New York Rangers last night 4-0 to get here. Raleigh City Council could decide on the next steps regarding the proposed expansion of redevelopment of Shaw University. More public comments will be heard tonight during the rezoning meeting. This is the second time City Council is giving you the chance to voice your support or opposition on the move. Right now, Shaw University wants to add taller towers to its campus in downtown. Some believe the move would erase the school's history. During last month's meeting, more than 100 people showed up to voice their concerns. Tonight's hearing is set for 7 o'clock at the Raleigh Municipal Building.
The Fed is meeting this week, weighing a possible rate hike in what they say could tame historic inflation that's hitting all of our pockets. It comes as we continue to see financial uncertainty as another bank collapses. Now, if the Fed decides to raise rates, this will be the 10th consecutive hike over the past year. So what does that mean for us? We can expect to see higher borrowing costs on major purchases.
Alone, you're going to see your rate go up. A home equity line of credit, you'll see your rate go up. And of course, if you need to borrow money for anything like a new car.
The possible hike is expected to be a quarter of a point. Keep in mind, the Federal Reserve also has a choice to pause the move. Economic experts believe this could be a good chance for people to get back on track following the recent rate hikes. The Fed's decision is expected tomorrow. Canadian singer and songwriter Gordon Lightfoot dies. This morning, we're taking a look at the tributes pouring in as he's remembered around the world.
Plus, it's one of fashion's biggest nights as stars hit the Met Gala. We have a look at some of the hottest moments from the star-studded event.
And it's a warmer start to your morning today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking when our highs will be normal again.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. We're taking a live look at Chapel Hill. All is quiet out there this morning. It was a bit of a breezy afternoon yesterday. We'll see the same thing again for today and even into tomorrow, too, before the winds begin to die off a little. 48 in Lewisburg. It's 55 in Fayetteville, 51 in Irwin. Our wind will be coming out of the west today, so it's a few degrees warmer this morning. Tomorrow, we get back into more of a northwesterly flow, so it's going to be a little bit cooler. Walking the dog this morning, it doesn't feel too bad out there. It's crisp. Temperatures will be close to 50 degrees as you're out and about. Lunchtime temperature, mid-60s. And around 5 o'clock, temperatures are close to 70. So it'll be a nice, mild day today, a little breezy like it was yesterday. We should see plenty of sunshine. Coming up, we're going to take a closer look at the weekend in terms of our chance of any rain.
This morning, tributes are pouring in following the death of Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Lightfoot died at a Toronto hospital overnight at the age of 84. His death comes less than a month after he canceled his 2023 U.S.-Canada tour because of health-related issues. Lightfoot found success with the songs If You Could Read My Mind and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Overnight, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, "Gordon Lightfoot captured our country's spirit in his music, and in doing so, he helped shape Canada's soundscape. May his music continue to inspire future generations, and may his legacy live on forever."
An interstate in Illinois may stay closed through today after a blinding dust storm caused dozens of pileups, killing people. Cell phone video captured the harrowing scene on Interstate 55 north of Farmersville. According to authorities, as many as 80 vehicles were involved in crashes on both sides of the interstate after winds blew dirt from fields across the highway. Six people were killed. At least 37 more people were being taken to the hospital.
At least half a dozen Harris Teeter grocery stores were evacuated because of bomb threats Monday. The threats started around 12:30 in the afternoon. Police say the threats were not credible. We sent Sky 5 and ground crews to various locations to see what was going on. And you can see the people outside here waiting for the all clear, which they got.
We have a warning for you this morning. Authorities say someone dressed as a fake hazmat employee is trying to get into people's homes. We're told it's happening in Knightdale. Town officials say the person is dressed in a hazmat suit and claims to be with the town. They say this person is telling people they need to get inside and check for rodents. Town officials say none of their staff are doing this. If anyone knocks on your door fitting this description, call 911 and do not let them inside. Happening today, a push to allow student athletes to make money off their talent in high school. Members with the North Carolina High School Athletic Association are considering a policy to allow young athletes to take part in name, image, and likeness, or NIL, activities. The policy would permit cashing in on endorsement deals, advertising with local business, and autograph signings. Supporters like the idea of high school student athletes building their brand. Opponents say they should focus solely on academics. High school student athletes would be permitted to participate in NIL activities starting July 1st if this is approved by tomorrow.
Fashion's biggest night paid tribute to the late powerhouse designer Karl Lagerfeld. Met Gala is often called the Super Bowl of fashion, and celebrities and Hollywood A-listers adorn the red carpet. WRO's Ken Smith is here with some of the fashion-forward outfits. Ken, this was an eyeful, huh?
Let me tell you, this year's Met Gala theme, Karl Lagerfeld, a line of beauty, inspired some beautiful and gorgeous and, yeah, outrageous outfits. Let me show you what's going to be populating your social media feeds today. For starters, Kim Kardashian was bejeweled on the red carpet, of course. Glamour and couture, the order of the day that you see Lizzo. And cats were in vogue as well, since Lagerfeld was known for his beloved cat. Guys were getting in on the action, too. Fashion forward, there's P. Diddy with his date as well. Jared Leto showed up on the red carpet in a full cat suit. Of course, he will be playing Karl Lagerfeld in an upcoming movie. Lagerfeld became synonymous with Chanel in the decades he served as creative director. And when he died in 2019 at 85, he was still helming Chanel and Fendi. Of course, the Today Show will have much more coming up at 7, and so will we throughout the morning right here on WREL.
Ken, I love the bow tie, man. Is that the fashion forward? Is that in honor?
You know, I don't know if it's going to rise to the level of Met carpet, red carpet at the Met Gala, but, you know, I thought I'd dress the part a little bit.
I think you're rocking it, man. I think it works. Right. Go with it. Thanks, Ken.
We have an update for you this morning regarding the gold medal flower recall we told you about yesterday. The CDC says it has found the source of the salmonella outbreak. The agency says it's connected to the company's facility in Missouri. General Mills recalled the 2 and 5 pound bags of bleached all-purpose flour, as well as the 5 and 10 pound bags of unbleached all-purpose flour. They have better if used by dates of March 27th and 28th of 2024. At least 13 people have gotten sick from using this flour. 3 have been hospitalized.
Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center as we get our Tuesday rolling here. Elizabeth, maybe a lot like yesterday once we get into the afternoon hours. That felt pretty good once the sun hit.
We're looking at 70 or 71 degrees for the high this afternoon, so it's going to feel pretty nice. It's going to be breezy like it was yesterday. Temperatures this morning are a few degrees warmer. We mainly started in the mid-40s yesterday. We're looking at 50 right now. Probably going to hold it right around 50 all the way until we get to, say, 8 or 9 o'clock this morning. Our dew point remains low, so we're not looking at any humidity today. It's, again, just going to be a nice day, just some windy conditions. Yesterday, we had winds gusting in some places up into the 30s, and we're looking at the same thing again today. West winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 30. Tomorrow's going to be a small change. It's a subtle change, but instead of westerly, we're looking at a northwesterly wind tomorrow. That's going to drag down some slightly cooler air. So tomorrow's going to be the coolest day of the week before we start to warm things back up again. All right, how about your trash can wind meter? It's not going to be strong enough to knock over your trash can, but you know, depending on your lid might pop open with these winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. I'll tell you what, I definitely had a lot of limbs in my yard yesterday because of the winds. So why is it still going to be gusty? We tend to see windy conditions. We have a high pressure system and a low pressure system that are relatively close to each other. The winds tend to rush from the high to the low, and that low is sitting here counterclockwise. The white lines are lines of equal pressure, and the closer those lines are together, the windier it is. And so it's going to stay on the breezy side for today. We have another high that starts to develop back to the west. That's going to slide in as we get into Thursday, and our winds will start to diminish at that point. Today's 71, tomorrow 70, Fayetteville 70, I'm sorry, 71 in Raleigh, 70 in Durham, 74 in Fayetteville. I'm getting a little ahead of myself there. Today looks nice, minus the wind that we'll end up seeing. Overnight tonight, it's going to be colder again as we see that wind shifting to northwesterly. We're looking at 41 tonight in Roxboro, 44 in Raleigh, 46 in Fayetteville. So definitely jacket weather for tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be nice for tailgating for the Hurricanes game. 65 degrees at 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 54. So looking good. Normal high is 77. We're going to keep it below that all the way into the weekend, looking at temperatures in the 60s and low 70s. And you can see this cool air pushing down into North Carolina. The blue color contours are where temperatures are below normal. And that's going to be the case all the way into the weekend. We have the Komen Race for the Cure. We are proud sponsors of that race as we're getting closer and closer to Saturday. It's starting to look a little bit wetter. We're going to walk through the timeline for Saturday's showers coming up in just a few minutes.
Here we go. We should be used to it.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's the pattern.
Mm. Well, there's a new Barbie on the block. How this popular doll is paying homage to an Asian American trailblazer.
After almost a year of work, UNC Chapel Hill has tested every single water fixture on its campus for lead. More than half of the buildings tested had at least one water fixture with detectable lead.
Yeah, and while campus-wide has finished, there's more work to be done. And WRO's Monica Casey shows us the university's next steps to keep drinking water clean.
The hunt for lead in the water on UNC's campus began here at Wilson Library after high school summer interns discovered it in drinking fountains. Now, almost 9 months later, UNC has completed its campus-wide initiative.
From residence halls to libraries to Keenan Stadium, UNC Chapel Hill's extensive water testing found lead in fixtures across campus. After 9 months of work, of the 262 buildings tested, 149 had at least one fixture with detectable lead. That's about 56%. Vice Chancellor George Battle tells me while testing is complete, the work on this issue is ongoing.
We started remediation of those fixtures where we found lead during the testing, so that process continues.
UNC also now has a plan to test fixtures in buildings predating 2014 every 3 years, starting next year.
We'll stagger that so that we make sure that we capture that and we're not in a situation similar to where we were this time, where we were testing every building.
Battle points out UNC had no legal obligation to test all of the fixtures because the university is not under certain regulations related to lead in water. He tells me he believes this effort shows the work the university will do for safety.
I'm confident, you know, that at this point, we certainly can say that all of our drinking water sources on campus are lead-free.
UNC also offered free blood testing to students, faculty, and staff as part of this process. All 200 people tested had normal results. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
Check this out. A new Barbie doll honors an Asian American trailblazer. Anna Mae Wong is considered the first Chinese-American Hollywood movie star. She founded her own production company in 1924 after being typecast in stereotypical roles. Wong was 19 years old at the time. The doll is modeled after her, including the red gown, which is known as a qi pao, with a golden dragon design. Beautiful. 4:56 now. Fallen officers will be honored today, including Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd. How these officers will be remembered, and the latest on the search to find Byrd's killer who escaped from jail.
Also ahead, we'll explain the efforts today to advance a bill that could affect transgender youth, even with their parents' consent.
Plus, find out who the Carolina Hurricanes will face off against for the second round of the battle for the Stanley Cup.